Holiday magic is in the air, and DSW's got all the shoes to make your season extra merry. Believe, you've got parties to attend and lists to check twice, so DSW is taking care of the details, like gifts to make their eyes all aglow, styles that bring joy to your world, brands everyone wants, like UGG, Nike, Birkenstock, and more, and deals to make your budget bright. Find the perfect shoes for you and yours at a DSW store near you or DSW.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. This half hour just for you guys up early with us. Thank you for being here. It is Tuesday, December 3rd. Welcome. How's it going?
Good. It was a nice night last night. I had a late dinner last night and finished my work by about 8 o'clock, and I was full, so I decided to go for a walk last night. Weather was fantastic. Got back from my walk and started to watch Yellowstone, and then remembered our homework assignment, which is to watch The Merry Gentleman, and we have our book reports due tomorrow morning. So I started watching that. Paused Yellowstone and did about the first 15 minutes of that movie. In the first 15 minutes, I feel like the foundation of the characters have been laid. Nothing bad has really happened yet. So that's where I stopped it. So that's where I stopped the movie last night. And I went back into Yellowstone. So I'll finish that movie today. But the first 15 minutes, I'm like, okay, I see where we're going with this thing.
Yeah, it's not good. I told you guys.
I
told you. I'm like, why are we... Don't watch it. Watch the Lindsay Lohan one. That one is good. Merry Gentlemen, not good. It's not good. It's terrible.
Am I close to taking this? Because the first 15 minutes, they're just building the foundation of the characters.
No, it's not going to take off. It's going to be stupid the whole time. You're going to hate it. I'm telling you.
So I did the 15 minutes. I'm like, I'm going to go back to Yellowstone. And I finished some Yellowstone. So I'll finish the... I have to finish The Merry Gentlemen today because our book reports
are
due. Yeah,
got to get that tomorrow morning. What time? Like 7 o'clock?
I think so. 7 o'clock hour. Yeah. We'll see how it goes. But hey, first, you said the dad from The Family Ties is in there. I was shocked to see he's still acting.
It's good to know that he's alive and well.
Yes.
You just don't know with some of these, you know, people that were on television when you were young. And it's like, oh my gosh, he's still around. That's wonderful.
He was a dad in the 80s, and here he's a dad in the year 2024, still doing his thing. So that right there gets an A+ for that right there. We'll see what happens after this.
Very good.
How was your night?
It was good. Yesterday was on the phone with Apple. I had a virtual appointment with them. I don't know how long it's been going on. I discovered it on Thanksgiving, but I have not been getting group texts. And I found out because my husband, we were hanging out on Thanksgiving and he's like, why aren't you responding to them? And I'm like, to who? And I guess I was on a group text with some of our friends and they were all talking about, you know, future plans. And I was like, I'm not getting them. And he's like, what? And he looked at my phone. He's like, that is bizarre because you're on here. And I'm like, I have no idea what's going on. So then I started our family group text and I was like, send me a text from the family group text. Nothing. I wasn't getting a single thing. I'm like, why am I not getting any group text? So I did everything. I logged out of my phone. I went to the iCloud. I reset things. I turned my phone on and off. I still wasn't getting them. So I had like one of those virtual appointments with Apple yesterday, which took like over an hour, where like they send you a link and they get access to your phone and you can watch them on your phone.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
it was a trip.
The issue
and stuff,
they did something, and so I'm getting my family group text. I know that. That's the only one that we tested on. So I'm hoping it works now. But yeah, so if I'm on a group text chat with you and I didn't respond, I deeply apologize. I did not get them.
Well, that's neat when it's neat when they take over your device or your laptop or something. Like, do you mind if I log in? Okay, sure. All of a sudden, they have control of your
computer. And just watching them do stuff on your phone,
whoa.
I'm like, don't go into that folder. Don't open that.
No. Please.
I just got a text from you, Steph, on our group chat here at the station. So, yay. It's working again. Yay. I'm so glad.
I remember you texted me on Thanksgiving Day. You're like, are you getting this? I'm like, yeah, I'm getting this. Why? You're like, group texts aren't working. And that's the most weirdest thing I've ever heard is your group chats are not working.
Yeah. And I don't know what they did because I swear I did everything. I reset passwords and I didn't want to wipe out my phone. That's what I was afraid. I was going to have to do that. So that's why I called them. But yeah, I was just, I
couldn't figure it out. But solo texts were coming through.
Solo texts, fine. I was getting all of those, but I just was not getting any group texts. So I don't know how many of those I've missed and how long I've been missing them for, but I apologize.
Well, kind of a blessing on Thanksgiving, a secret blessing when that mass text comes out. Happy Thanksgiving. And there's like 15 people in it. Like, okay. Everyone's responding. Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, I like that. I didn't get any of those this year. I was really sad.
You missed out on a couple of work ones.
Did we have work ones going on?
Ones.
Oh, man.
I'm like, oh, Mercedes didn't respond to the group text.
Oops.
I noticed JC didn't. Is it because your group chats weren't working? Oh, you did respond?
Yeah,
I didn't see any of your responses. Maybe mine aren't working
I did a happy Thanksgiving with an exclamation point. Yeah.
I responded. And I didn't respond intentionally to some because it would just keep going and going and going. I think I just put my do not disturb on them.
I like getting those. I do remember thinking, wow, no one wished me happy thing. Okay, whatever. So now I don't feel so bad.
That's all day long. Ding, thumbs up, ding, heart, ding. Okay, we all wish each other happy Thanksgiving. We love each other.
Well, it's back and it's working again. It's open for your Thanksgiving and other group texts. So there you go. All right, let's get the show started. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Beautiful Life by Ace of Base? Love by Tupac. Or do you want to hear Save Tonight by Eagle Eye Cherry?
Save tonight and fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone. Save.
Those are your choices. You can get your votes in right now a couple of ways. You can send us a tweet or a thread on X at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on Facebook, Mercedes in the Morning, or text or call us right now at 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. Is your wife okay?
She's fine now, but she was kind of in a bad way last week. We went out to dinner last week, and we're sitting at the restaurant, and Laura ordered some spaghetti, and all of a sudden I hear her just go, ah, my eye! And I look up, She had sucked on a spaghetti noodle so hard that it whipped up and hit her in her eye. The hot noodle and the sauce, direct shot into her eye. Eye starts watering, starts tearing up, mascara starts running. She couldn't even open it. She was in some serious pain from this hot spaghetti and spaghetti sauce going in her eye when we were out to dinner last
week. Yeah, when the stuff gets in your eye, that takes a minute. That, I mean, whether it's stinging or just like you have a rogue eyelash and you just can't get it, you gotta keep that sucker shut for a little while.
Yeah, and that's how it was at dinner. Have you ever been injured by food? 702-364-9400. If so, what was the food and what kind of injury did it cause? Because she was affected for, it started to get better probably after about 15 minutes. She got up to use the bathroom and clear things out and everything. But still, all throughout dinner, she wasn't able to fully open it 100%. And even the next day when she woke up, she's like, my eye is still a little sore from that spaghetti whipping her inside her eye.
I got injured by pizza on Sunday.
You did?
Yeah. So Sunday was my husband's birthday and the one thing he wants on his actual birthday for dinner is round table pizza. Like every year, he must have round table pizza. So we get him round table pizza and he places the order because he likes to get like a cheese for him and my daughter. And then for me, I like a smaller pizza, thin crust and he puts every spicy thing on there that you can think of. Bell peppers, banana peppers, jalapenos, it's like all peppers and pepperoni. That's it on my pizza. So I was making a comment. I go, gosh, this is spicy. There's a lot of peppers on here. I hadn't even taken a bite yet. I could just feel the fumes hitting my face. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so spicy. There's so many peppers on here. He's like, I thought you liked spicy. I'm like, I do. But some of the peppers started falling off. So I was picking them up and putting them back on the pizza, putting them back on, taking a bite, eating it. It was so good. It was so hot, but I loved it. And then my eyeball started itching. So I go to scratch my eyeball with my fingernail, not realizing I had just touched jalapenos.
Oh no.
Banana peppers, bell peppers. And then I go, oh no. And Brooklyn's like, what's wrong? I go, I just scratched my eyeball after touching all these peppers. And I could not open my eye. It stung so bad. I was just like, she's like, rinse it out. She's like, go to the sink, rinse it out. I was like, I can't. It hurt so bad. Who scratches their eyeball after handling jalapenos? I do.
Was there a moment of you had like 5 seconds before the pain kicked in, you realized what you did, and there's maybe just a moment before the pain starts to kick in, or was it immediate pain?
It happened as I was doing it, as I'm scratching. I'm like, oh, crap. I was like, oh, this was a bad idea. And so I ate dinner with one eye closed the entire time. They kept making fun of me. It was amazing.
One eyes.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number
2178.
And now here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is 6:02 on Tuesday, December 3rd. It is Giving Tuesday, everyone. So make sure you do something. I've got a list of like ways you can give, even if it's not like monetarily, coming up in the hot three later on.
Awesome.
But like things that you can do. But I'm going to be at downtown Summerlin today for the Giving Machine, and we'll have a bunch of prizes and freebies, and you can go to this machine and like put money in and it will give things to different charities. Like you want to buy a pair of socks for someone, you just put the money in and the socks will go to that charity. It's really cool.
Well, makes giving easy. What time are you out there?
I'm going to be there at... I'm going to be there from 4 to 6 today. 4 to 6. I just remember the time I have to get there because I got to get there early. And then I was like, what time am I officially starting? 4 o'clock this afternoon. 4 to 6. You know, I know a lot of people are still talking about Wicked. And you mentioned yesterday, like, this has become your personality stuff, the movie. I kind of got, I don't want to say I got into it with someone about the movie, but I was really upset. And tell me if this upsets anyone else, because I've been seeing a lot of people posting spoilers from the movie. And yes, I know this is like a Broadway musical that is 20 years old, but not a lot of people can afford to go to Broadway and see this. And, you know, so they're for the first time, they're getting this story. And someone on social media that I don't really know, but like we're friends with on social media, mm-hmm. She posted something the other day and it really bothered me. She posted something that happens in the movie, and I know when I saw what she posted, I gasped out loud. I was like, oh, like I couldn't believe it. So she just like flat out posted what it was. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And so I made a comment on it. I said, you know, wow, this is a really big spoiler. I feel bad for anyone that sees this and hasn't seen the movie yet. And she made some like remark like, well, if they haven't seen it, if they haven't heard about it from me, they've obviously heard about it from someone else by now. And I'm like, I don't know that that's true, but I didn't respond. At that point, I was like, you're not, you know.
You're not going to win with this person.
Yeah. So I was just really annoyed by that. And then I decided to check, you know, a couple hours later to see if anyone else said anything about it.
Uh-huh.
The post was gone.
Oh, she took it down?
She did take it down. I was really glad. It just, have you ever had something really just like spoiled and you were really bummed about it? I know how excited I was when I saw certain things in the movie, and it was great because it was a surprise to me. And I just want other people to be surprised.
Can you
by
put
it
on the screen what happened? Don't say that loud, but then get Steph's reaction to see how big it was.
I already know she knows.
Oh, she knows.
Yeah.
She knows.
I already know. No. Because she texted me after she saw the movie with that actual part, like with all caps. And I knew you would be completely flabbergasted by that.
And you know what's funny is a very popular, I'm just going to tell them, Entertainment Tonight posted the actual surprise from the movie. I actually DM'd you now, but I saw it and I said, if people have not seen the movie, it's only been out for what, a week and a half, and they see this picture, they're immediately going to know the surprise that happens in the Wicked movie.
Oh my gosh, why did they post that?
And you look in the comments, JC, I'll send it
send
to you
to me,
too.
Yeah.
I know that maybe you'll see it, but maybe
the spoiler won't affect me.
Okay.
You can send it to me.
I was just so upset, and I looked in the comments saying, are you serious right now? This is such a spoiler. How could you guys? And they haven't taken it down. It's like they wanted to spoil it. And they wanted that attention. And that makes me so upset.
I hate when people do that. Like, they have to be the one to tell you.
You can't let the person go enjoy it and see the movie and experience the thing for themselves. Absolutely.
No. It was so funny because
I sent it to your Instagram.
Oh, okay.
When Steph saw the movie, I knew exact. I was actually in the movie for the second time when I got your text. And I looked at it and I was like,
what? Hold on 1 second. They literally just spell it out.
Yeah.
They spell out what happened.
Yes.
It's not even like you can't like, it's not cryptic. It's just like, boom.
I was so bothered by
it. Holy cow.
This surprise isn't on the Broadway stage. It's only in the movie. So you know, you've seen it on stage, you haven't seen the movie yet, boom.
I'm even nervous even like talking because but go see it.
Three times.
I'm stunned by that what they
posted.
See, yes.
And I'm kind of sad because if you do go see the movie, you're not going to have the...
Steph, why'd you ruin this for me? That's really
you
big.
Said you wanted
her
to.
I didn't know it was that big.
You asked her
to. I did. Hey, the 12 Days of Christmas is back. We've got great presents for you underneath our Christmas tree, including concert tickets, spa packages, dinners, amazing stuff. 9:40 is when you get to pick a present from under our tree. And coming up next is what's trending. What do you got for us?
What did your parents give you when you got married, if you're married? Wait until you hear what Snoop Dogg got his daughter for her upcoming nuptials. We have details coming up in what's trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics.
Mercedes in the mornings, what's trending? What's trending on Mix 94.1.
All right, Snoop Dogg is trending this morning.
When the pimp's in the crib, mom.
The rapper, he is sparing no expense for his daughter's wedding. His daughter's name is Corey Brodus. She is getting married to her fiance, Wayne Deuce. And they were on the Jennifer Hudson show. And they were playing this game of like, answer the question. So Jennifer would ask his daughter, like, what's the worst trouble you ever got into and stuff like that. And then she asked Snoop, what is the most expensive gift that you've ever given to your daughter? And this is what he said.
The most over the top gift I've ever gotten my daughter is.
She never got to open it, or she haven't opened it yet. It was $1 million for her wedding. But Jen, I told her if it was me, my wedding would have been $400 and $900 would have went in my pocket.
I mean, seriously, even $100 sounds excessive to me. I would have been like, all right, let's just do a backyard barbecue. I'll spend a couple grand on that and we are pocketing the rest and we are going to be millionaires.
Seriously, look at Snoop spending that Olympic money already. My gosh.
I mean, the guy's already doing well, but it's like crazy. So her wedding was delayed due to her suffering a stroke earlier this year, and their whole journey and relationship challenges, I guess, are going to be featured in this new E! Special. It's a 3-part series. It's called Snoop's Fatherhood, Corey and Wayne's Story, and it actually premieres on Thursday at 10 o'clock. I guess this is cute, and I don't know if anyone else is in a relationship like this, but Snoop says he's just so happy with this guy as his daughter's partner. He says that, you know, the fathers have this instinct about whether a man is right for their daughter. And he also said that sometimes he sides with Wayne during their disagreements when his daughter and her fiance get into a fight. He sometimes sides with him. And I just could relate because I feel like my mom loves my husband more than she loves me. She's always just loving on him. And she's like, oh, hi, I love you. And she's like, Matt, come here. It's so funny.
But doesn't it also make you happy to know that they have that close of a relationship, that your mom is close to your husband? I think if it was the opposite where they didn't get along. So does that make you happy? Because Laura's the same way with my mom. She talks to my mom all the time. And so whether they're talking about me or not, I don't know. But it makes me happy knowing that they have that kind of relationship.
Yes, absolutely. But this whole time I thought, you know, my mom's not like super affectionate. That was a lie because she really is. It's just not with me. It's with my husband, but not with me.
Do you think you could spend $1 million on, like, he gives his daughter $1 million. Could you spend $1 million on a wedding?
No.
Seriously, what would you do?
Unless I used a lot of that budget to hire someone to perform at my wedding,
yeah,
then maybe. But I don't know how you could end up spending that much on a wedding. I've seen people invited to weddings where I thought, oh, that definitely has to be over $1 million. Like here locally, like I can't remember whose wedding it was, but someone had like Bruno Mars performing at their wedding and my friends were there. I'm like, what? At a wedding and Bruno Mars is performing?
But couldn't you, if your Snoop's daughter just asked her dad to perform, like, wait, all right, Snoop's performing at your wedding? Too.
Yeah, or ask, you know, call up Dre, like, hey, are you busy? Do you mind? So that is what's trending. It is Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. So many people are going to be traveling. You've probably already traveled at some point. And if you're on a plane, this is like your PSA. You think people that do this are rude?
I do think it's a rude gesture. And well, I also think there's ways to handle it properly. So a friend of mine, she was flying back from Montana last week. And she's flying back middle row. And she put her seat back. And the guy behind her complained to the flight attendant, asking if she put her seat back up because he was unable to take a nap. I guess he said he likes to, she was saying he likes to sleep on the tray he dropped down, like put his face on. I don't know, but he couldn't sleep. So he complained to the flight attendant. The flight attendant asked her to put it back up, or if she'd be willing to put it back up. And she said no. And it was a whole thing. And we started talking about, is it rude to put your seat back on an airplane? And I do, it's just my opinion, I do think it's rude to put your seat back on an airplane. But if you are going to put it back, you need to do it in that slow fashion. You can't just drop it back. You need to like tap, 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 drop back slowly to kind of alert the person behind you that you're coming back. My friend, she just went, just dropped that seat back. And I think that bothered the guy. And the fact that he couldn't sleep on the tray table in front of him was also an issue. But I do think it's rude to put your seat back on a plane.
But I don't like when the people in front of me put their seat back. I hate it. But at the same time, I'm like, well, if it wasn't something they should do, then why do they make the seats recline? You know, if the seats recline, that means that you can put them back, right?
Yes.
I hate when they do that in front of me, but at the same time, I'm like, well, you know, whatever. My personal rule is if the flight is under 2 hours, don't put it back. I get it. If you are on like a cross country flight to Boston or something, at some point you are going to need to adjust and you don't want to sit straight up the entire time. So I could see like reclining the seat, but if I'm flying to LA, then just sit up for 45 minutes. You're going to be okay.
Deal with it for that short flight.
Yeah.
I don't know how long a flight it is from Montana. I think it may have been Bozeman. She was flying back from Montana. I think that's more than a 2-hour flight coming in from Montana. So she put her seat back, but no notification that the seat was coming back. It's just, I don't know. I just, it's, It's also on the airplanes, in the airlines too, because we're all crammed in there so tight. There's no space on the airplane at all in those seats. And then you drop that seat back in front of me, you eliminate my space. Yes, I can go back, but still, I like to sit up. That's my style of sitting. And then you drop back, now I lose my space.
Well, yes, but blame the airlines. Don't blame the player, you know? And by the way, it's 2 hours and 8 minutes, so it just goes over.
Oh, just got over.
But I still don't count that. That's too close. Because if they're running ahead of schedule, then no, absolutely not.
Would you go to the person? He called the flight attendant to complain. Of all things to complain about, like he's complaining about the kid. The person in front of me put their seat back. Like she's like, wow, I'll ask. And she said to my friend, would you mind putting your seat up? And she goes, nope.
She just flat out said no.
She said no, but the flight attendant asked. That's all she could do. She can't. I don't think she can make her put her seat up. But yeah, she's like, no, sorry. And just put her headphones on and just. That two-hour and 8 minute flight, sat there with her seat reclined.
Yeah, I guess at that point, if someone is telling you, you know, I want you to put your seat up, I might not do it just because they told me to. It's just the whole idea, like, hey, they made these seats to recline for a reason. But yeah, I hate when people do it. But at the same time, I just remember that 2 hour threshold, and I think that goes 15 minutes either way. So all you people going to Montana, just sit up for a little while.
It's 2 hours. You can deal with it. It's Mix 94.1. This is Mercedes in the Morning.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Have you guys been following this Hannah Kobayashi case? It's absolutely wild. She's that woman from Hawaii who vanished while changing planes in Los Angeles. Well, everyone thought, like, what happened to her? She was supposed to get a connecting flight to New York. She disappeared. Police are looking for her. Well, according to LAPD, she is in Mexico. They had a press conference yesterday, and they said that Border Patrol video shows her entering on foot through the southern border near Tijuana. The video was apparently filmed just a few days after she vanished on November 8th. Law enforcement sources say that she's a grown woman, and she's not a victim of foul play. Her whole family have been looking for her in LA for weeks and insist that she's in danger, and then her father went out to LA to look for her, and He fell from a building near LAX, and police believe it was a suicide because he was so distraught.
Are you kidding me?
No.
I didn't hear that part of it.
Yeah.
The dad killed himself?
He jumped off a building, according to sources. And so authorities are putting out a message to her, asking her to contact the family, but they can't do anything anymore. They say she's fine.
She's a 31-year-old adult. She makes her own decisions. If she walked across the border voluntarily, she went there on her own. What if this whole thing was calculated from the beginning, that she wanted to go to Mexico, and that was her plan, to fly to LA and just walk down there and get down there?
Yeah.
That's sad about the dad, though.
It's so sad. This whole story is so bizarre. But yeah, like, they say Mexican police aren't going to go looking for her because she's a grown woman. She can go where she wants. But they say if she does come back to the U.S., then police are going to try to find her and just find out, like, what happened, you know?
Yeah, and then she's now probably getting information, too, about her father committing suicide over the fact that she was missing.
Well, they said that she had made several posts on social media about wanting to just kind of, like, live off the grid.
Uh-huh.
And they're saying that she probably has no phone, so she may not even know.
No idea what's happening. Well, she's kind of those repercussions if she didn't tell her family where she was going. Her family thinks she's...
Well, yeah, but that might have been by design.
Yeah.
She's just like, I just want to disappear from everyone. So it's a really sad story. Also this morning, this does not bode well, and it makes me very, very nervous. We're still a month away from 2025, but if you've had a rough year, you may already be dreaming about just that fresh start as you go into the new year. But what if 2025 is worse than this year? Someone noticed something about the calendar for next year, and it starts on Wednesday. So the first 3 days of 2025 are Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And on a calendar, if you shorten that, it's WTF. And the post said, should be worried. We be worried that 2025 begins with WTF. The reason why people are so worried about this is because the person who posted it noticed that the last time this happened was in 2020.
There it is. So, pulled up the calendar right in front of me.
Oh, boy. 2020. What a year. What a year.
But we went in with such high hopes into 2020, didn't we? Didn't we start the year off feeling, was COVID even a thing in the beginning of 2020?
We're
just
there were talks
rumblings.
Of it. Yes, it was. There were talks, but everyone's like, oh, it'll be fine. No worries. But yeah, please, let's not go back there. 2025, fresh start. No worries.
Let's flip it. Yeah, it's so New Year's Day is on a Wednesday. Maybe this can be a short week because maybe your office will give you off that Thursday and Friday as well. So you have a long weekend, maybe. So maybe we can spend it to something positive.
Exactly. Finally, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just saying we're running late. Okay. I know we have a lot to come up to talk about this guy on TikTok next, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah, a guy on TikTok, he's going viral because he's making fun of something that his daughter loves. Is there anything that you are made fun of for liking? And would you make fun of your kids if they had a passion for something? We're going to talk about that coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Have you ever been made to feel like just dumb for being passionate about something or made fun of? This guy, he's going viral. He's a dad. He's also a pretty well-known sports writer, author, and he's going viral because he was making fun of his daughter's love of K-pop. And another creator on TikTok stitched his original video just saying, like, wow, why is this parent making fun of something that their kid likes? Here's a little bit of that audio. This is the stitch of a creator talking about his video making fun of his daughter's love of K-pop.
So he's with his daughter at a K-pop store, but the entire time he's just kind of tearing her down and tearing down what she enjoys.
I thought by now she'd be really advancing to Kendrick Lamar and J. Cole, but instead she's spending money to go to the NCT concert, which I end up driving her to.
He's making it seem like he's invested in her life, right? He's going to drive her to the NCT concert. But then you roll your eyes as if this was like a trivial event. Like, she's probably really looking forward to this concert.
I don't know how much he spent on this, but it's absolutely insane. I don't get it at all. I've never gotten it.
Like, how is this any different from spending thousands of dollars to get a ticket to the World Series, to get tickets to the Super Bowl?
Have you ever, like, been made fun of because of your passion for something or your love of something. And the comments were all over the place. Some people were like, well, he's clearly joking. Others are like, no, like this has happened to me before because I loved something and people make fun of me for it. And I genuinely like it. Like, why is it okay to make fun of something like that?
And I understand some family ribbing and roasting. I've been on the receiving end of that many a times for my love of the Dallas Cowboys and also love of professional wrestling. But the ribbing and roasting gets old after a while. If it's continuous from a certain family member, it starts to wear you down after a while. And it's nice to see when a family member is supportive and passionate about whatever you're into. When my brother and I first started watching wrestling, we got into wrestling later on in life and people were making fun of us for watching. That's fake. How can you watch that stuff? And my parents embraced it. Like, my mom went all in. My dad bought us tickets to a wrestling show and we became like this wrestling family. And it was nice to have my parents support and take us to shows and express interest. Like, who's that wrestler? Tell me the backstory on that wrestler. It's nice to have that versus having a parent who's like, this is fake. Why are you watching this? This is so dumb. Well, I enjoy it. That's why I'm watching it.
Well, yeah, even if it's not even a parent or just people, I have become very like closed when it comes to telling people what my interests are, because I was on the same end of that with the K-pop thing. I really enjoy K-pop, specifically BTS. They're my favorite group. And you would not believe the amount of people who think it is their duty to tell me that that's ridiculous and that they suck and that I shouldn't be listening to them and they're for kids. And it's just like, why? And it reminds me of this thing that Taylor Swift said once. She said this in an interview, and I completely agree with this. Here, this is what Taylor Swift said.
Worst kind of person is someone who makes someone feel bad, dumb, or stupid for like being excited about something.
No, I hear that.
Worst type of person. Like, I don't think you should ever have to apologize for your excitement just because it's like, I don't know, just because something's cliche doesn't mean that it's not something that's awesome.
You know, it's like, why do you have to make people bad for liking what they like, you know?
And I've seen some of that stuff firsthand that comes towards you. And I feel like we've dialed back our K-pop talk on the show. We used to have a segment on the show called The Daily Dirt. It was a little entertainment segment. And I always throw in some K-pop stories for you. And I know there's so many K-pop fans out there. And we talk about something, a BTS or something in the K-pop world, a huge song that's breaking records, whatever. And immediately, as soon as we go to break, you go to the text line, guaranteed there's going to be comments of hate coming in.
Oh, it's like, I don't get it. But on the other end, like my friends, like you and like my husband, he joined Weverse so that he could, he bought a membership to Weverse. He knows nothing about it. But he did that so that I would have a better chance at buying BTS tickets.
That's like, amazing.
He did that for me. The father has responded to that video and he's got his side of the story. And we're going to take some of your calls too. What did you find that you were made fun of because you liked it? And who made fun of you? All of that coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the morning. Are you made fun of for something that you love? We played this quote from Taylor Swift.
Oh, hold on a second. Let me reset here.
Okay. And as someone who makes someone feel bad.
Hold
dumb.
On one second. Okay, let's try this again. We played this quote from Taylor Swift.
Worst kind of person is someone who makes someone feel bad, dumb, or stupid for like being excited about something.
No, I hear that.
Worst type of person. Like, I don't think you should ever have to apologize for your excitement just because it's like, I don't know, just because something's cliche doesn't mean that it's not something that's awesome.
What is something that you get made fun of for loving? And it actually, it starts to hurt. We were talking about this this guy. He is a well-known sports writer. He went on TikTok and he was just completely bashing his daughter's love of K-pop. And he was at the K-pop store saying, why doesn't she like J. Cole or Kendrick Lamar? She should have graduated to this. Instead, she likes NC127 or whatever. And why is she like so into them? And I just don't get it. And she spent so much money on it. Well, someone had posted that video and made their comments on it. And the father, he responded. Do you want to hear what he had to say about the whole situation? Okay, this is what he said.
In the story, I do this video about the craziness of K-pop, and my kid is literally next to me. The kid who has shared songs with me, who I've taken to concerts, I love talking K-pop with, who I've watched videos with, on and on and on, right? You do this video, and it's a joke. My daughter knows it's a joke. I know it's a joke. Maybe not everyone knows it's a joke. But then people make assumptions, and they're like, look at this guy not supporting his daughter's passion. Look at this guy, and he's shunning his child.
People take something
They don't reach out to you. Like journalism in the old days, you would actually reach out to someone and you'd say, hey, I saw this video. Am I misconstruing this or blah, blah, blah? Or do I have this right? But you don't do that anymore. You just make these assumptions. And there's this one person in particular who I tag here because she did not have the decency to tag me, of course, who like went off on me. You could have just asked me or you could ask my daughter. We're both readily available to talk. And this is what drives me crazy. And I just want to say for the record, is K-pop my favorite genre of music? It is not my favorite genre of music. Do I understand it? Of course. Do I respect it? Of course. Is there talent? Of course. But this is social media. You post something, people go, ah, this guy, blah, 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 blah. Assumption, 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 assumption. There's one person in particular. You literally could have reached out to me. We could have had a dialogue. It would have been a good dialogue. But no, too easy in this day.
See, okay, so I get where he's coming from. I do get it. Okay, social media, people blow things up. But like, if I see a dad making fun of his daughter's K-pop stuff, the last thing I'm going to do is reach out to him. Why would I? Why am I going to reach out to you?
Do you want to talk?
I mean, it's like, okay, I saw your video, and he, for the record, he deleted the original video.
I was trying to find. I was scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. He took it down.
Yeah, he took it down. So, what do you think? I mean, I get where he's coming from. Like, it was a joke between him and his daughter. But I don't know you, and I don't know your daughter. I just know what you posted, and so I don't know that you're joking. It looked to me like you were completely bashing her love of this kind of music.
Yeah, and the same thing. I get some ribbing and roasting from parents and family members that happens, but it sounds like this guy does it all the time. And if you do it all the time, it's going to start to wear your kid down after a while.
Yeah, it gets exhausting to explain why you like something. Mm-hmm. And our phones are packed right now. What is the thing that you love that people make fun of you for? What is it? Proclaim your love. No judgment here. 702-364-9400. Nicole, Jessica, Kelly, all of you guys on hold. We're going to talk to them. Coming up next, it's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. Hey, Nicole, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, we're talking about the things that you absolutely love, but for some reason, people have to tell you that it's dumb or stupid or they make fun of you for it. What is it for you?
So I'm in my 40s and people make fun of me for being a Disney adult.
I love the Disney adult. Your passion to me makes me excited about it.
I think so too. And you wait your whole life for grown-up money. Why can't you go all out and have fun, dress up, and do your thing?
That's a great point. When you're a kid, you can't afford to buy tickets for yourself to go to Disneyland. As an adult, you can and take it to the extreme. That's great.
Exactly.
I just want to share something with you that I found out last night, and you might already know this, but did you know, like, Disneyland has LA in it because it's in LA or south of LA, and Disney World has ORL in it for Orlando.
No, that's just a coincidence. Oh my gosh, come on.
I had no idea.
Mind blown.
Is that not crazy? I just discovered that last night.
No way.
That is crazy.
I was today years old, everybody.
Seriously. Whoa.
Thank you, Nicole. Have a great day. Let's talk to Jessica. Jessica, good morning. What do you get made fun of for loving?
Good morning. I get made fun of by my family for loving Enrique Iglesias at the age of 42. In fact, they have ridiculed me probably since I'm 30 in the sense that I need to grow up and move on with my life. That was part of my younger years, and I just need to grow up and move on.
Oh,
but that's my thing. Everybody has their thing. JC has his wrestling. You have your K-pop. That's your thing. My thing is Enrique Iglesias.
And I love you for that. Like, that's so ridiculous. Why is it up to someone else to tell you to move on? Like, really?
Totally agree. I think every Mexican Independence Day, he comes into town and I do my thing. I get my hair and my makeup done and I have my dress. I've got this whole thing. And my family is like, grow up.
Oh, man. I say bailamos. Thanks, Jessica. Let's talk to Kelly. Kelly, what do you get made fun of for loving?
Hey, good morning. I absolutely love peanut butter, so I have it with me all the time, but especially on scrambled eggs, and I can't have breakfast with my family without getting roasted, or I have to, like, sneak a layer of it on my breakfast.
Peanut butter on your scrambled eggs?
Yes, especially with a dash of salt.
That's a new one. I mean, I'll say it doesn't sound appealing, but like I'm actually oddly intrigued.
You want to try it, right?
Yeah.
Oh, it's good. It's the perfect mixture of sweet and savory. It's the perfect snack. Just a spoonful of it and you're good.
And high in protein, too. I'm all about that, Kelly. Thank you so much. Hey, let's talk to Charlie. Charlie, what do you get made fun of for?
I love strippers.
Hey, we're not going to make fun of you.
Love here, Charlie. We all have our passion.
Yeah. If that's what you love, that is what you love. Don't let anyone tell you you can't love that.
What a fantastic. I love hearing about everyone. I love it when someone is. I pick up on a person's passion. I become passionate about other people's passions.
Yeah.
When they're passionate about it.
It makes you excited about
it. Yeah, it does.
Them. Yeah.
Here we go. It's now time for the Mega Minutes.
And your win them before you can buy them tickets to see international superstar Josh Groban. It was just announced yesterday, his Gems exclusive Las Vegas engagement coming to the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace. And we have your tickets before they even go on sale right now with the Mega Minute. All you have to do is answer 10 questions correctly in 60 seconds. Can you do it? If you're able to, you're going to get these tickets. Caller 20 gets to take on the Mega Minute right now. 702-364-9400 is our number. Good luck. It's Mix 94.1.
Question? Tell me what you...
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Summer, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm awesome. Thank you for having us.
Hey, you're caller 20. You get to try your hand at the Mega Minute. And I understand Ellie and Colton are joining you this morning. Hi, guys.
Hi.
I love it. It's a family affair here for the Mega Minute.
So, Summer, Ellie, and Colton, you'll have 60 seconds on the clock to answer these 10 questions correctly, playing for these tickets to go see Josh Groban. Now, if you get a question wrong, if you want to pass on one, that's totally fine. We'll come back to that question at the end. And here we go, because the Mega Minute, you guys start now.
How many days are in December?
31.
Yes. Captain Morgan, Malibu, and Bacardi are types of what liquor?
Rum.
Yes. Who is the original singer of the song Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree?
Pass.
What is the name of Charlie Brown's dog?
Snoopy.
Yes. Yesterday was a big shopping day. What is it called?
Black Friday.
No. In the first Home Alone, what country were the McAllisters vacationing to?
Pass.
How many sides does a trapezoid have?
Six.
No. How many reindeer does Santa have pulling his sled?
Seven.
No. What is the name of Apple's in-ear wireless headphones?
Pass.
Oh, darn it. Some of these got really, like, confusing and trippy. You guys, you really did a good job. I'm so sorry. The original singer of the song Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, that's Brenda Lee. Yesterday was a big shopping day. What's it called? It wasn't Black Friday. It was Cyber Monday.
That was like the tip of their tongue. If they had another second to digest that one.
In the first Home Alone, the country the McAllisters were vacationing to, that was France. How many sides does a trapezoid have? I had no idea. I guess it's four.
Whoever said six, I'm like, yeah.
I had no idea. How many reindeer does Santa have pulling his sled? The answer is nine. I guess you're including Rudolph on that one. And then the name of the Apple in-ear wireless headphones, those would be your AirPods. Summer, Ellie, Colton, you guys did a great job. Thank you so much for trying, and that means... we did not get a winner, so caller 20 right now. You win two tickets. Win them before you can buy them. Tickets to see Josh Groban, his Gems exclusive Las Vegas engagement at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace. The tickets are yours now for caller 20 at 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
All right, it is Giving Tuesday today, and the World Giving Index ranks the United States as the sixth most charitable nation in the world. They found that Americans gave almost $560 billion to charities last year, most of which came directly from individuals. And Americans, if you can't give money, you can give your time. More than 60 million people volunteer more than 4 billion hours. That was in 2023. The most charitable state in the union is, just following these metrics, is Wyoming, followed by Utah, Minnesota, Maine, and Delaware. So if you want to do something to give today, you can donate food, you can donate blood, you can donate to a local nonprofit, you can pay it forward, like in the drive-thru or something. You can give essential items to the homeless, adopt a family for the holidays, help your animals, help your neighbors. There's a lot of ways that you can give here on Giving Tuesday.
I like when grocery stores and drugstores have the roundup for whatever charity. Makes it real simple, too. A small little donation, but if everyone did a small little donation, we'd be in a much better spot right now.
Absolutely.
What time's your thing?
Yeah, I'll be out at 4 o'clock, 4 to 6 tonight at downtown Summerlin. They have their giving machine, and it's really cool because you can give, like, I want to give some clothing to someone who needs it, and you go to the giving machine and you put money in there, and then you hit that number like it's a vending machine, like D3,
uh-huh,
and you hit it, and then it comes out, and then that goes to that charity. So
oh,
it's cool. Really cool. And we're going to give away a bunch of prizes. We'll be giving also to you prizes and all sorts of fun freebies too. So we'll be out there from 4 to 6 downtown Summerlin today.
Where, if I go to downtown Summerlin, which direction should I head?
Well, so you know where the giving machine is located? It's like across the street from the Macy's.
Okay.
If you're walking around. So yeah, we'll be out there. It should be a lot of fun. Also this morning, Disney's Haunted Mansion. It might be a little more haunted than usual right now. So this was in Disney World and it had to temporarily shut down because a guest scattered their loved one's ashes on it over the weekend. It's not clear how long it was shut down for. Everyone on the ride, though, had to be evacuated. An employee posted about it on Reddit as it was happening. They wrote, "As I write this, Haunted Mansion is down and being evacuated due to someone spreading human ashes on the ride." They say it's a dumb thing to do because ultimately the person's ashes are just going to end up in the trash. They say your loved one's ashes are going to be vacuumed up into a bucket with mouse droppings and thrown into the garbage. So don't do that. They also said it was definitely caught on video, so that person's likely going to be banned from all Disney parks.
I wonder if it was like the whole thing or just a small look. I'm sure that happens all the time at Disneyland. We were just talking about Disney adults this hour.
Yeah.
I'm sure people are very passionate. That's one of their final wishes, or at least maybe part of their ashes. A little baggie of dust in the air. I don't think that's a bad thing. If you're doing the whole body and there's ashes all over the place in your face, and that's a different story, but just a little bit. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Well, I think there's just strict guidelines and rules against it. You know, I don't think Disney wants people throwing their loved one's ashes all over the place. And I get it. I love Disney also, but I totally understand where they're coming from.
You can walk in. Why is there dust on your face?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Exactly.
Person in front of me was throwing something in the air.
Finally, this morning, this is crazy. A 26-year-old South Korean man, he was recently sentenced to a year in prison for deliberately binge eating in order to become obese and be declared unfit for the mandatory military service.
Come on, dude.
So, military service is not a trivial matter in South Korea. It doesn't matter if you're a globally known singer or a successful actor or a billionaire. If you are a healthy adult male between the ages of 18 and 35, you have to spend at least 21 months in the army. The most you can do is postpone the compulsory service, but you have to go through it at some point. However, if you are declared unfit for service because of health issues, you're off the hook. So this guy tries to avoid serving by binge eating, becoming obese. It didn't work out quite as planned. And now he has to go to jail for a year. He was found guilty of deliberately gaining weight by doubling his daily food intake and then drinking a large amount of water just before the physical exam for the military draft to increase his body weight. I guess he followed a diet that was cooked up by a friend of his And so that friend has been judged as an accomplice in the case.
Oh, gosh.
The one who made the diet for him. They discovered all of this plotting and stuff. They showed that he followed this specific plan and they constantly monitored his weight. He was found guilty of trying to avoid military service. He was facing up to 3 years in prison, but they were a little more lenient and said, okay, he had no criminal record before. So he admitted his crime and he's going to do the service eventually anyway.
I punched in, I googled what I would have to be, my age and height and everything, to be considered morbidly obese. So I have to put on 130 pounds.
Oh my gosh, that's like two of you.
I know.
Just double yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Things that I've got. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. I'm still just reeling over the movie Wicked.
It's time to try.
It's been over a week since I've seen it, but I've been like listening to the soundtrack nonstop. Like, am I becoming a theater kid? Even though I think
deep down you're a theater kid. I do think that your inner child is a theater kid.
It was so good, and I was so impressed with Cynthia Erivo, man, and Ariana, she was awesome too, but especially Cynthia, just singing the way she sings, and they were singing live in the movie. Like, it's, how do you have that kind of talent, you know?
They've got skills. Yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing the movie, and you've seen the movie 3 times.
It's so good. Steph saw it twice, and is it still living in your brain? I just can't get it out of my head.
It is my whole entire life. It's my whole entire personality. I'm in love with Wicked. I could see it over and over and over again. I saw it for the second time by myself because I wanted no distractions from my husband because he kept asking me questions. I said, I cannot do this. I need to see it by myself.
One thing in particular is, like, I love the song Defying Gravity. Like, the whole soundtrack is amazing. Defying Gravity is amazing. And there's that note that Cynthia Erivo hits, and it's become a meme. Like, it's on a Target commercial. It's like everything. You know the note at the end of Defying Gravity? I'm not going to even try it. This one here. Okay, I just got tears in my eyes. Whenever I hear that, I get emotional. It's, how does she do that? That, and I went back and found, like, the Broadway productions, like, Idina Menzel doing it. There was one where Lea Michele did it. There's a whole montage of people doing this note. Of people doing, do you guys think you could do that note?
Yes,
you do.
Yes. They're just shouting, right?
No, what?
It's just it's beautiful, but it's just, they're just shouting that line. Hit it again. Give me one version one more time. And the more people shouting in the background.
No, it's not that. It's just the Cynthia Erivo.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying it's a shouting part, and more shouting comes in.
It's there.
You know what I'm talking about?
Mercedes, you got it.
No,
it's
no,
there.
No.
You can do it.
No.
You can try it.
Can you do it?
I don't know if I can be great at it, but I think I can hit a part
okay,
of it.
Let's all try it.
Who's going to go first?
Not me. Not it.
I'll go first.
Okay.
Can you hit it one more time for
yes.
me? The single.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
That was not bad. That was actually pretty good.
That was pretty
She's
bad.
She's been practicing, though. She's been doing the sing-alongs.
Sing-alongs are in my car.
I am really impressed. I thought it would be way worse. No offense to you, but I know how I'm going to sound
I'm going to hear this back and I'm going to cringe.
Oh, God.
I'm going to cringe, at least for myself. But I think you guys, you got it. You can try it. JC, you want to go next or Mercedes?
Sure, I'll go next. I'll give it to you one more time. Okay. I didn't see the movie. Oh, Right? Right?
Tarzan sounding more of like a than an Elphaba, but Mercedes?
I don't know what to say.
Come on, that's, oh my gosh. Someone's turning on the radio going, my gosh, is Josh Groban in studio right now?
It sounded like Tarzan swinging from tree to tree. Not going to lie. And then banging on your chest.
Okay, so we're ranking them. Steph is number one. I'm number two.
I'm already saying I'm going to get last place. I want to put it out there because I cannot sing for, I can't say sing a single note.
This is your moment.
Okay. Gosh, I need this again.
Come on, focus. Get
my
inner, your inner.
Doesn't go
come on.
That high. My voice does not go that high. Uh oh, there's Jane. Jane and Tarzan together swinging from tree to tree. There are some cats now mating outside my window. I don't know what I just did, but
it wasn't that bad. Try. You're
try
making
it
a goof of it.
Try
Be
again.
Serious. No laughing. Focus.
You're auditioning for John Chu.
I can't do it, you guys. All of us on the count of three. Let's harmonize.
Okay, ready?
One, two, three.
Oh, boy. Since you've been good boys. This is cool. For heads up here in about 5 minutes, we got tickets for you to Disco Show by Spiegelworld over at the Link Promenade. That happens here in about 5 minutes.
If you ever want to reach out and just say hello, talk to us, bring up anything you heard on the show, we love to hear from you guys. You can call us at 702-364-9400. And that is what Dawn did today. Dawn is on the phone and you want to bring up something you heard on the show yesterday. What's going on, Dawn?
I do. Well, yesterday you were talking about health care and how expensive it can be here in America. And I wanted to let you know an experience I had when I was in Thailand.
Okay, wait, before you tell us that, I'm really intrigued. If you weren't listening yesterday, that whole health care discussion stemmed from our conversation about James Vanderbeek from Dawson's Creek, and he's currently battling colorectal cancer, and he started selling Varsity Blues jerseys to raise money for not just his treatment, but for the treatment of other people that are battling cancer. And we were just like, wow, it's gotten to be ridiculous, the price of healthcare here. And you have this celebrity who you think probably has all the money in the world mm-hmm. to pay for these treatments. And now he's hawking jerseys to pay for his. So that's how it all got started. What happened to you in Thailand?
Well, long story short, I had a bad allergic reaction and I was in a park in Thailand. It was very hot, humid, and I had drank a coffee that had CBD in it. And the same thing that my husband and two other people in my party drank, but apparently I'm more sensitive than they are. And CBD isn't as regulated in Thailand as it is here in America. So there's other additives that apparently I must have had some reaction to. I got really, really sick. I was projectile vomiting. I couldn't even stand. It was awful.
Yeah.
Anyway, the Thai people were awesome. They all came around me, tried to help me. They loaded me into a taxi. My husband, they got me to the hospital, which was literally like across the street. And I was there for at least 3 or 4 hours. I had an IV for fluids because I was so dehydrated. Gave me a thorough
checking, determined after they talked to me that it was probably an allergic reaction, the food, gave me two prescriptions, one to take before I eat anything else so it wouldn't happen again, another one just to keep the nausea down, and gave me clothes to wear, what do they wear? The gowns. Well, better than that, so you could walk outside, because my clothes were ruined. I had vomited all over them. And when the bill came, I was still sort of out of it. I looked at it, and it said $680, and I was thinking American, but it was really in baht, which is the Thai money.
Uh-huh.
And I'm looking at it, and I'm like, oh, my God, $680. Oh, I don't want to deal with this with insurance, because I used to work in insurance, and foreign bills are nightmares to get paid through your insurance company here. Anyway, long story short, 680 baht translates to $18 American.
What? Your whole, all of the stuff they did was $18 out of your pocket?
Yeah. No insurance?
Absolutely. Yeah. I didn't even bother with insurance. I'm like, here, take
$20. Oh my gosh. That's unheard of.
It was, yeah, absolutely.
I know it's all bottom line. It's all profit. And like, it's out of control here in the United States. But like, you hear of people going to other countries to have things done because it's just so much cheaper.
I mentioned this when we talked about James Vanderbeek. My wife gets an infusion for her Crohn's disease. And there was an issue with our insurance where they thought we had two insurances when we don't. And so they sent us a bill for it. And the bill, I remember Laura opened up the email during Thanksgiving break. I just hear her go, oh my gosh. I go running into the office. It was for $35,000 is what they're billing us for this one infusion treatment. We called. We had insurance. Everything was sorted out. But if we didn't have insurance, there's no way she'd be getting this treatment for her Crohn's disease. We would not be able to get it done.
Jeff, quickly tell us what you left the country to do.
I left the country to go to Mexico to get dental implants, upper and lower. And I went here to Vegas to get people to look at it and stuff. They quoted me $58,000 here.
Whoa.
In Vegas. But I went right across the border in Yuma, and it was $20,000, upper and lower. And I wouldn't trade it for the world.
And they did a great job?
No, they did a fantastic job.
Oh, I love that. No, it wasn't good. It was fantastic. I bet, Jeff. Less than half of what you're quoted here. I understand why people feel like they have to do stuff like that.
Yeah, I got buddies that just skip health insurance because they go down to Mexico and get stuff done, get work done. It's cheaper down there. It's crazy.
Just got this text. It says, I'm a Canadian now living in America, and if I could go back and turn back time, I never would have left. We have basically free health care and paid maternity leave for up to a year. Yeah, it's crazy. I don't understand how do you regulate this? How do you?
Yeah, it's out of control.
You can't tell me that infusion that they make, it takes $35,000. I get people need to make profits. Businesses need to stay open, but it probably costs them what? $50 to
maybe
make.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, my gosh.
I know, it's crazy.
Thankfully we have insurance, because if not, I'd be like, oh.
How would you do that?
I don't know. Couldn't do it. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Karen, good morning. You're caller 20.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thank you.
Ready to play some Heads Up for these disco show tickets?
I am ready.
Let's do it. Pick a category. Do you want to go with Black Friday, Walt Disney, Funky Town, or Times Square?
Let's try Walt Disney.
Walt Disney it is. Walt Disney Day was yesterday. So these are just different Disney movies. How are you with your Disney movies?
I think I'm okay.
Okay.
I'm a little kid, so I might be all right.
Oh, I think you're going to do very well on this. Okay, who do you want to pick as your partner this morning?
Let's go with you, Mercedes.
Okay.
Smart choice. Disney expert over there.
I kind of know a thing.
Yeah, it's going to be good. All right, Karen, you got 60 seconds on the clock to get six correct. And heads up, Karen, you start now.
She had seven dwarfs that hung out with her.
Snow White.
Yes. This is about two dogs, and one was very well-to-do, and the other was not so much.
Lady and the Tramp.
Yes. This one was like, you had to be on acid to watch this movie. It had Mickey Mouse in like a sorcerer's hat.
Fantasia?
Yes. This one, I'm going to pass on this one. This is Quasimodo.
Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Yes. This is like the strongest man in the world.
Hercules.
Yes. This is the guy who he met. I'm going to pass that one. I'm going to pass that one too. This is he would swing from vine to vine and hang out. No, but he hung out with Baloo.
10 seconds.
The young boy.
Skip it.
This he was with Jasmine.
Aladdin?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Three seconds.
Oh, my gosh.
3 seconds
to
spare.
You went old school on me, you guys.
I know. I'm looking at some of these. I don't even know. I was like, wait a second. I thought I was a Disney expert. And I was like, I am so sorry.
I did not
pick these.
Hunchback of Notre Dame.
I know, right? Well, you got it, Karen. It doesn't matter anyway. So congratulations. You just got 2 tickets to check out Disco Show by Spiegel World.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Karen. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Now, next hour, 9:40, it's the 12 days of Christmix. You get to pick a present from underneath the Mix 94.1 Christmas tree. And, oh, boy, we've got some big presents, including concert tickets, Apple products, dinners, spa packages. It all happens at 9:40.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
They have a new ranking of the most fun cities in America. What do you think number one is?
We got to be top five. You know what, though? I would go with Orlando because of all the parks and stuff down there.
Oh, boo. We are number one.
What are you thinking?
Orlando's number two.
Orlando's two? Okay.
Yes. Number one is Las Vegas, Nevada. We are the fun city in America.
Not taking it away. Top five for sure.
Yeah, well, they just did it on just a bunch of different metrics. There was like entertainment and recreation and nightlife, parties, costs, stuff like that. We were number one again. This is the second year in a row that we were number one, and it's the we were first for nightlife and parties, second for entertainment, but it we can be kind of expensive. We come in 36th for cost. Are we? It's crazy. Like if you go to dinner at a mid-range restaurant, and then you go to the same restaurant or something pretty comparable in another city, I'm always shocked at the price difference. It's so much more expensive.
Prices
here
on the strip too, and everything. Yeah, bottle of water. You can go to a club or something like that. A bottle of water, glass of wine or something.
Did you see that viral post that went around where someone? Gosh, I think it was at in one of the VIP areas at Allegiant, and they went for like, I think it was a UNLV game, and they were in a VIP area and they ordered a pizza and the pizza was like $300.
I saw that's not, that couldn't,
is that true?
That couldn't be real. Is that, anyone can verify that? Is that real? Cause I saw that pizza $300. Come on. That had to be, they had to gimmick that thing up. There's no way that was real.
I don't know. I mean, I've never been in that area. I have been in a suite before, but like they were, a friend brought me cause her work has a suite and it was awesome. Everything was for free. I was like, oh, can I stick some of these in my purse? Like, what's that person trying to take free stuff out of the area? Because I was like not used to not paying for it.
Can we talk about UNLV, by the way? Big football game on Friday night.
Boise State.
And they go into the playoffs? This is crazy.
Good for them.
Yeah, it's
you know
awesome.
When like their quarterback walked off of the season earlier?
Oh, my gosh.
And everyone's like, oh, that's it. We're done. Nah, I guess we didn't need him that bad.
Yeah, what's he doing now? Bad move.
Yeah, that was a bad move.
Good move for UNLV.
Also this morning, I know you love mayonnaise.
I do. Love it.
Do you love it this much? In Japan, they now have drinkable mayonnaise that you can get. It's called Nomu Mayo, and it's in this like silver, it comes in like this silver bottle, and it promises the richness and sourness of mayonnaise reproduced in a chilled beverage.
That's too much for me. I do love.
I felt myself starting to gag.
Like, I couldn't drink it though. I had a mayonnaise gravy yesterday and it was really good.
A mayonnaise
on a turkey sandwich.
Isn't that called an aioli?
What's an aioli?
An aioli is like mayonnaise with like flavoring.
Oh, they called it mayonnaise gravy, but they called it. Yeah, it was good.
Interesting.
Love my mayo.
Yeah, if you want to buy this, it's like I said, it's only in Japan right now, but it's a lot of people are calling it like it tastes like. When you leave the salad dressing out for a while and it gets really watery. One says it's very awful. Others say no mayo lover will like this. So yeah, try it if you will. It's in Japan. Finally, this morning, Jack Harlow absolutely wowed fans in his hometown by doing his best impersonation of the late Elvis Presley.
I gotta know, what did you get out of your purse?
Oh, I was trying to put this pen in there.
The whole time I'm watching you and your hand in your purse, you're either trying to get something out or get something in.
I'm trying to put it in and it will not go in. So I was like, forget it. I'm just going
to
do it.
I was
it
so
later.
Intrigued. I'm like, she's trying to get something out. What
I
is
made
she
the
to get
decision
out?
While we were playing Three Doors Down that it would be a perfect time to clean out my purse. And that was stupid because like there was only a minute and 30 seconds left on the song. And so I'm just trying to put this pen in and it won't go in. So I don't know what to do at this point.
Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt. Continue.
No. So Jack Harlow, he really wowed his hometown by doing an impersonation of Elvis Presley. He hit the stage with the Louisville Orchestra for his annual No Place Like Home concert over the weekend. If you're not familiar with Jack Harlow, you probably know him from songs like this, I'm Vanilla, baby. Loving on Me. And he performed this song. He performed a bunch of his hits. But he also decided to switch things up by busting out some soothing vocals for a cover of Elvis's 1961 classic, Can't Help Falling, Help But Falling in Love. And people were absolutely stunned by his performance. They're saying he completely flexed his singing voice. He is not just a rapper, but he can sing. You want to hear
one of my
singing?
Favorite Elvis songs. Give it to me, yeah.
This is Jack Harlow singing Can't Help Falling in Love.
That was amazing. So let's give the, for reference, the Elvis. Take my love. Harlow nailed it.
Take my hold.
That was so good. Okay, so a friend of mine who shall remain nameless just sent me a text. And it is we were talking about the $300 pizza at Allegiant. Sent me the menu from that area and says, yes, it is true. There is the $300 pizza. You can get a sandwich for $300.
That's what? Not can't be.
Hold
Who's
on.
Doing
Let
that?
Me open this on my phone because I just feel like this.
There's no way a sandwich costs $300.
A Raider dog, a hot dog with traditional condiments, $160.
That's insanity. How can they do that? This is a gimmick.
A handcrafted sandwich, the authentic turkey, ham, cheddar, Swiss, lettuce, tomatoes, onions, $160.
She saw this, or this is a fake menu that's floating around?
No, this is the actual menu because they go to it. They go to it. Snacks, gourmet chips and dip, $85.
And what part of the Legion Stadium is this?
It's got to be VIP somewhere.
So they charge
somewhere I've never been.
Yeah, because they expect the people in VIP have money, so let's pay that much for a hot dog.
Dry roasted peanuts, $40.
This is
snack mix, $40. Yeah, barbecue Mexicana, $300.
And the team's not even winning.
What is happening? Who can afford to even go? Are they just hoping? Big companies take all their employees and then they're just not going to look at the bill.
And that's why they charge that much?
Yeah, that's crazy. Thank you, person who sent that. That is absolutely insane. I hope you don't have to pay those prices. I'd be like, can I use a coupon or anything on this? That is insane.
Can I bring my Subway footlong in?
Oh my gosh, I would seriously be hauling in my gigantic purse, which is now empty because I cleaned it, and putting stuff in there.
$160 for a hot dog?
That is crazy.
Dude, is it going to drive me to and from the game and pay for parking as well?
I mean, I better get a kiss goodnight. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Listening to that song makes me like So sentimental. It's such a beautiful song. And it's like one, that and Shaboozy were the only songs in the top 10 of the Billboard charts this week because of Kendrick Lamar's new album.
GNX.
It was all Kendrick Lamar, which, by the way, he just announced that he's going to be coming to Vegas with SZA. That was announced this morning. He's going on tour and going to be at Allegiant Stadium in May, I believe. So that was a big concert announcement this morning. I was texting a girlfriend last night. I've talked about her on the show before. She went through a divorce recently and she's just kind of like getting her footing. She's tried out a couple dating apps. Nothing really has stuck, but we were texting because she wants to reach out to one of our mutual friends that she is not friends with anymore. And she said something that just really hit me hard and made me really sad for you, for her. What is the meanest thing that your ex has ever done to you? She was telling me about something, and the reason why she wants to reach out to this friend of ours is because she stopped being her friend when she was with her husband. And she said, she was telling me that, you know, now that she's divorced, she wants to reach back out because she's always missed her. But she said that one of the meanest things he ever did to her in their relationship was he made her stop being friends with this girlfriend of ours. And I was like, what do you mean he like made you? And she's like, he basically gave me an ultimatum, either stop being friends with her, I don't like her, or we're done. And they ended up being done, but it was several years later. But he just didn't click with her for some reason. And I remember her asking, like, what's up with her? Why is she like, I never hear from her anymore. And I didn't know that was the reason. I just thought they kind of grew apart. But now I'm finding out all this stuff and it's crazy. What is the meanest thing your ex has ever done? She said that he basically made her stop being friends with someone, and that to her was one of the meanest things ever.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so yeah, so what's the story? What did the ex do? Or maybe it's a friend of yours.
Would you be friends with someone who dumped you because of their spouse and then they came back and they explained that? Would you like take them back?
I would. Once I heard the explanation, I would. So it'd be a buddy of mine, stops hanging out with me, doesn't give me the reason why. Years go by, he calls me up and says, hey, I got to tell you something. I'm like, okay, why you call me for the first time in years? My wife, Suzanne, didn't like you, and she told me to stop being friends with you. So that's why I stopped. I'm like, okay, that would hurt, but I would open the door to that friendship again. I would.
I would too. I would take them back, and I hope that they reconnect, but I would be salty, but then at the end I would realize, you know, it wasn't their doing. You know, I mean, it was, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
And has that ever happened where you were kind of given an ultimatum, or maybe like your significant other really dislikes one of your friends, and for that you kind of just, it kind of cooled off because of your significant other? 702-364-9400.
I don't have that situation, but I do have something that it happened to a friend of mine like yours that his ex did to him. And I'm hesitant on telling the story because he asked me not to, but this was, now that I think, to me, like May was like 2 weeks ago, but this happened back in May. So it's, I feel like there's enough distance I can tell the story. They got a divorce and my buddy, he just kind of left everything at the house and got out and said, you know, just wanted it to be as easy as possible. There was one thing that he left behind that he did want to go back and get. And that was a bottle of whiskey that his dad gave him and they shared together the last time his father was in town. They drank whiskey out of it and everything and had a good old time with this bottle of whiskey. His father passed away years ago. And my buddy kept that bottle of whiskey. And every so often would take a sip of whiskey and think of his dad with that bottle. Well, my buddy gets a divorce. His ex-wife has a new guy move into the house. He's a recovering alcoholic. Much respect for that. And because of that, she wanted to get rid of all the alcohol in the house. And she ended up dumping out the whiskey and throwing out the bottle.
Oh, no.
Because he called and said, hey, there's a couple things I want to get. I want to get that bottle. And she's like, oh, Thomas is a recovering alcoholic. And so I can't have any alcohol in the house. He's like, okay, cool. Where'd you put it? She dumped out the whiskey and threw out the bottle.
Did she know the story behind it?
She was playing dumb to what he said. But he's like, she knew. It wasn't like he didn't tell her. She was there when his dad was with them drinking the whiskey. I think she had some of the whiskey and it was a very special bottle that he would pour some whiskey out on special occasions or whatever. But she dumped it out and threw out the bottle.
I'm not trying to defend her, and I
can imagine he was devastated, but like, I forget stuff like that all the time. And honestly, if you tell me there's a special bottle of alcohol amongst our alcohol right now, I couldn't tell you which one. I have no clue. But it doesn't make it hurt any less.
Yeah.
You know?
It stung him. And I, the way he described it, I feel that she knew the bottle. She seems like a very vengeful person based on some other stuff. But again, maybe she didn't know. And I much respect your new boyfriend, recovering alcoholic, get that stuff away from him. But
yeah.
If she knew that bottle was that special bottle, call up your ex-husband and say, hey, listen, I'm getting rid of the alcohol in the house. I know this bottle means a lot to you. Come and get it, please.
You don't always leave on the best of terms with people. So
yeah,
it's not like you would do that. We're getting so many texts and calls on mean things people's exes did. Oh my gosh, these are so sad.
I'm reading one of them.
I know. I don't know if I want to even like read any of these. You guys have mean exes. This one says, I'm going through divorce right now. My ex has moved some strange man into my home trying to make me leave, but I refuse to leave. This one,
staying in the house with the ex and the new boyfriend.
That's really odd.
Yeah.
My ex, now currently, when I was 4 months pregnant, walked up to me saying that I'm not here for you. I'm only here for the baby, and ignored me the entire pregnancy while living together. Oy! My husband said I wasn't allowed to have any male friends. I'm not reading that one. It's just too bad. This one says, my ex hacked into my email contacting my friends. I can't imagine what they said to them. Like, it's probably not good. This one says, he said, because I'm a woman, I'd never make as much money as him and that I'd never be in any kind of management position because women get periods and can't control their emotions.
What?
I own a successful business now and make more money than
him. Heck yeah, you do. Hey, yeah. You get it.
Wow.
Here's some good news. The 12 Days of Christmas is back. And coming up at 9:40, you get to pick a present from underneath our Christmas tree. We got concert tickets, Apple products, dinners, spa packages. 9:40. It's the 12 Days of Christmas. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning.
And it is day number two of the 12 Days of Christmas. And Michael, you're caller 20.
Woo!
I don't know why my phones are not picking up.
Let me get Michael here. Where's Michael online?
Eight.
Right there. There we go.
Michael, good morning.
Hey. Good morning.
Hey, Merry Christmas. How you feeling this morning?
I'm excited. I got through. I'm ready to play.
We have so many great gifts here underneath the Christmas tree. Things from concerts to Apple products, dinners, like you name it. We've got a ton of stuff under here. And it's day number two. So there's only two prizes that are missing right now. You can't pick present number 11 or present number 14. Those were both selected yesterday. But I'm just looking at this Christmas tree. There's a ton to choose from. So are you ready to do this?
Let's go.
Okay, what number gift would you like us to open?
I'm going to go with gift number four.
Gift number four.
Lucky number four.
Okay. Now, this is the hard part, is finding all the gifts.
Michael, Santa is very generous with the gifts underneath this tree. It's a massive pile that Mercedes
is
digging through. And they're not in order either.
And there's like, there's boxes and there's bags and then
neatly wrapped presents.
Oh, there's six. Shoot. I can't find it. Hold on. It's an envelope. It's an envelope.
Okay.
Got another envelope. Okay. Let's see here. I'm going to unwrap it. Let's see. Yeah. Oh, I wish I would have gotten this one. This is awesome. Okay, Michael, you just got a Canyon Ranch $200 spa credit.
Whoa. Nice.
Wow. The Canyon Ranch Spa and Fitness Las Vegas Center in the Grand Canal Shops at the Venetian. I don't know if you've been there before. That is pure luxury right there. I can't imagine the amazing experience you're going to have with this. Congratulations!
That sounds awesome.
Thank you, Michael. Also, get rid of that holiday stress when you go inside there. It's going to be fantastic.
Oh, that, I am so jealous. How nice would that be this time of year? Stressed out. Go.
Escape the family.
Oh, I am so jealous. Congratulations!
Congratulations, Michael. If you want to participate in our 12 Days of Christmix, you still have another shot today. Heather Collins, after 5 o'clock, she's going to be reaching under that Christmix tree. Make sure you're listening. It's Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning.
And that is it for us on a Tuesday. Make sure you're here tomorrow. We've got a lot coming up tomorrow. Career Day is tomorrow. We're going to put another profession in the hot seat. I'm actually really excited about the profession tomorrow. There's so many questions I have about this one, and it's happening 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. You guys are also going to be doing your book reports on The Merry Gentleman, the Netflix movie that I think is probably the worst Christmas movie I've ever seen. I'm curious to hear your thoughts on it. So that is coming up.
I'm 10 minutes in, by the way,
oh,
in that
gosh.
Movie. The characters have been
established.
You just wasted
10 minutes.
I went from Yellowstone to that.
Oh, that's Yellowstone this week. Oh, my gosh.
The whole,
anyway, yeah.
Seriously. By the way, fear of rattlesnakes now.
Yeah.
Between Yellowstone and Landman. I ain't dealing with no rattlesnakes.
And horses, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
I'm thinking differently the next time we go out to see Laura's horses.
Oh, my goodness. So, anyway, yeah, we've got a lot on the way tomorrow. Make sure you are listening. We are headed out. J-Love is on the way next. But right now, it's time for the line of the day.
This morning, we all tried our best impression of Cynthia Erivo in Wicked. So, here is Cynthia. Okay, let's go. Here was Steph.
Oh.
Here was me. Oh, that was bad. Here was Mercedes.
Yeah, we sound great. We sound so good. Steph, you really did sound good. JC, you and I, we are so much better than Steph.
We have some work to do.
My Tarzan and Jane, yes, I love you both. You guys, we can all use work, though. We're all can use improvement.
That'll do it for show number 2178 of Mercedes in the Morning.
Did you miss any part of Mercedes in the Morning? Catch up now by downloading today's show on the Odyssey app. Mercedes in the Morning returns tomorrow morning on Mix 94.1.
Let's go! Want to win concert tickets?